Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, a guy that's a flavor of the week, and hopefully he becomes a lot more than that. Anthony McFarland, he spoke for one of the first times yesterday. First time since he's, well, got the football, that's for sure, because he just got it last week for the first time. He had this to say.
I really went through the same thing my whole career with football, with just learning how to patience and just, you know, just waiting until your number's called. And I went through that in high school and college. So really, I'm just numb to it, you know, and all I know is just to keep my head down and keep going, and good things will happen.
Yeah, and maybe he'll get it a little more, he says.
We got a really good team. I love the group of guys that I'm around, offense and defense from both sides of the ball. So at the end of the day, that's really the main focus.
Yes, and now he's in a running back room with him, with Benny Snell, with James Connors, the lead dog, bell cow, if you will, and Jalen Samuels. I don't know what his story is, but nonetheless. Okay, so what if James Connor, now Anthony McFarland is there to push him and to help this football team. Same with Benny Snell, I think. There's no getting around the fact that James Connor has been really good the past 2 weeks. What if James Connor has 1,000 yards some season? He goes on to the Pro Bowl. He doesn't fumble again. And he gets to where you have to make a contract decision with him. He's just 25 years old. You know, we've said on our show all the time, you don't pay running backs. But right. Is this an audition for McFarland? Is this an audition for Snell? Is this an audition for both of them?
That's exactly what this boils down to this year, Colin. I think we had an inkling of this when they drafted McFarland, and as we saw things develop during training camp when James Conner wasn't getting a ton of run because I guess they wanted to protect him from whatever injury or injuries may or may not have existed. They need to find out what they have in Snell and McFarland, which makes this argument for mixing those two in this year as valid as the one we had yesterday, where you say, well, that's just the offense is better if Connor doesn't go over a certain number of carries. You need to figure out if either one of these guys or these two guys together can be what your running game is funneled through going forward, because I don't think there's any keeping James Connor around after this year. With all the other contract and cap issues that may be present in this coming offseason, one of the last things the Steelers are going to make a priority is paying a running back.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What if he has a James Conner type season and a good enough season, right? And God forbid Benny Snell fumbles again. And McFarland, I don't know, let's say, and I hope, I don't want to say gets hurt, but his production isn't what we saw, right? And mm-hmm. he's just okay. And you can trust him to be a complimentary back, but you can't go into next year and say, that's our number one guy. And what you have from Connor is what you have, you know, more than that, what do you have, 970 yards, I think, in 2018, something around there. But he eclipses that. He has, mm-hmm. you know, 1,000, 1,100 yards. And he doesn't put it on the ground again. He holds on to the football the rest of the year. He's on pace to have a really good year. And we know no contracts get done in the season. This would have to be an off-season thing. Do you tag him?
I definitely
that running
don't
back
tag
number's just, too big. You can't do that.
It's
with
way
James
too
Connor.
Big.
Right.
Yeah. No. So, I think your next step then, whether you like it or not, And again, going into what may be the final year of Ben Roethlisberger's career, because we don't know how that situation will progress.
And you're trying to win now, right?
You're trying to win now.
Isn't that the biggest thing?
Yes, but if you're trying to win now, there's still so many priorities that are greater than extending yourself financially for a running back who will have put together a year and a half of quality work over the last 3 years. Assuming James Conner continues to run even the way he has the last 2 weeks, that would be fantastic. I still don't see how they make it a priority. Then you go out and get somebody
else. Devil's advocate, real quick. Don't we always say, what have you done for me lately? And what
we do, but in a world where we know that running backs simply aren't worth the long-term investment. Every time we see a new running back contract extension come down the pike, we go, what are these guys thinking? Joe Mixon's latest greatest example. What are these guys thinking? I have to think the Pittsburgh Steelers are asking themselves the same question and saying, hey, James Conner could go for 1,500 yards on the ground this year. It's simply not worth it to us with all the other contractual priorities we'll have this offseason to extend ourselves on him when we can, even if we're not sold on Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland Jr.
Yeah, this is something to keep an eye on, I think. It really, the Steelers better hope McFarland or Snell becomes someone, one of those two, if not both, that they adequately feel comfortable, more than adequately feel comfortable, handing the football to 18 times a football game next year. That has to happen throughout the course of this year, the cultivation of that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.